The History of the Kings of Britain. A Brigadier Bambera and Anselin Doctor Who Story by Livy. Read by Calicaria. Brigadier Winifred Bambera came from a nice, middle-class family. Good sorts, decent, educated. Believed a little girl could do whatever she wanted. Though what she wanted was imagined to be a teacher, or a nurse, or maybe even a doctor's wife. Cut your hair short and join the army? Well, that wasn't quite as done, but it was taken in stride, nonetheless. More or less. Most everyone just assumed she was a lesbian. Pretty funny, considering that lesbians weren't exactly invited to all the right parties. Not that Bambera cared about things like that. There were two types of people in the world. Soldiers and not soldiers. And not soldiers weren't her remit except to protect, and as long as her soldiers did what they were told to do and did it well, she could care less about their personal life. It did lead to some awkward moments when she started dating Anselin, though, and brought him around for tea. Not that you could call it dating, as such. After all, his idea of courtship was to write epic poems and try to kill 10 stags to lay across her doorstep. Also, it's not like he had anywhere to live, after all that fuss by the lake, so she'd had to let him stay in her spare room, hadn't she? At some point during that first evening at her parents' house, her mother dragged her into the kitchen, while Anselin was enthusiastically attempting to haggle a bride price for her from her father. "Winifred?" her mother started, making Bambera wince, as always, at the name. "It's not that we don't approve of your choices, but he's rather an odd fellow, don't you think?" Out in the living room, Anselin had started a display of his swordsmanship to prove his worthiness as a husband. She really had to work on convincing him to leave the sword at home. "He is a bit strange," Bambera conceded, "but he's a good fellow, really. He's just from a bit of a different background. But he works for UNIT now. Excellent fighter. Very brave. A good man." "But where is he from, dear?" her mother continued, wincing as something in the living room smashed. Bambera sighed. "Would you believe from an alternate dimension where he was knight in King Arthur's court?" Her mother stared. "Should we never talk about this again, and you'll just give us your blessing?" Bambera asked. "Yes, I think so." "Good. On that note, I'd better go rescue Tom." Bambera turned on her heel and marched out of the room toward where Anselin had her 13-year-old cousin Tom in a death grip. On the drive home, he swore that the boy had insulted his lady's honor by suggesting that she was mad to be dating a nutter like him. Bambera just shook her head and smiled. The doctor had told her to lock Mordred and Morgaine up, but of course you couldn't bottle smoke. They disappeared, leaving only dust behind. Anselin stayed, solid flesh and bone. She put him up. She'd had to, right? And got him a job with UNIT. He was a fine soldier, honorable, and unafraid. And he loved her so much she felt like her head was spinning. People asked after him. "How's your romantic hero?" they'd say, laughing. "Is he going to run off and join the Crusades?" She resisted the urge to get pedantic on their asses. But it stuck with her. Anselin was a gentleman through and through, and he closed his eyes and flushed bright red the first time she took off her top. But she worried, and she never did things in half measures. So they fucked hard, and she tried to keep him with her skin and hands and mouth. One night he called her on it. "But how do I know you won't disappear?" she replied, holding his arms a little too tightly, her blunt nails leaving small marks. "You're not part of this world. Some sort of magic." Anselin smiled, shifted in her grip, warm and smooth and so very real against her. I know not how the magic works, he said, but I have no wish to return. She kissed him softly then and let it go, just a little bit. Figuring out the logistics of getting married was a bit tricky. No one but my mother calls me Winifred, and that's final, Bambera said with conviction. I'm not having you say that up at some altar. Besides, what are we going to call you?
But I am Anselin, he replied, confused. And you are Lady Winifred.
You expect the minister at my parents' church to say that during the service? And you expect to be able to say that in public and still live to tell the tale afterwards? Anselin's face was a picture. Listen, Bambera said, sighing. You, me, we go down to London next weekend, have a quiet civil ceremony, and it's done.
Will we still be joined in holy matrimony?
He asked doubtfully.
Holier than holy, and I won't have to wear a big white dress.
I would like to see the lady in a white dress.
Not on the lady's life, Bambera replied.
They took a short honeymoon in the Lake District. Being brigadier meant there wasn't a lot of time to go swanning off on romantic dalliances. Bambera brought along a lacy white nightgown.
I rather prefer the lady without any vestments, as pretty as that vestment may be,
Anselin said, while pulling it over her head. It was Bambera's turn to blush. He was learning. 20 years later, she walked into her living room and found a blue police box wedged up beside the sofa. Shit, she said, not particularly articulate at 7 a.m. The door swung open, and a tall, thin man wearing a suit with trainers stepped out.
Hardly the way to welcome an old friend, the doctor said.
Changed your face again, then, have you? Bambera replied. Don't think I didn't read up on you after that incident at the lake.
I'm sure you did, Brigadier Bambera,
he said, executing a clumsy bow.
That's Major General now, actually, she said.
And she got the impression that he was taking in her graying hair, her changed appearance, for the first time.
It's been a while?
He asked, scratching the back of his neck awkwardly.
A bit, she replied.
Oh, he said.
I was going to take Anselin home for you and deal with Morgaine and Mordred. Kind of forgot last time I was here.
You can't have him, she said, and surprised even herself with how low and dangerous her voice was.
He doesn't belong here,
the doctor said, but he backed up as he said it, hands held up in a defensive gesture.
He does by now,
Anselin said, surprising them both as he appeared in the room. Still could move like lightning, she marveled.
Ah, well, yes, the doctor said, at a loss.
Anselin was still a strong man, and for once Bambera was grateful for his tendency to act as her protector, her knight in shining armor.
You are out of time yourself, Merlin, Anselin continued. Do not pass judgment upon me. Leave myself and the lady in peace.
The doctor smiled then, his whole presence softening. You make a good match, he said simply, and stepped back into his police box. Bambera didn't let go of Anselin until the box had completely vanished from the room, the breeze it kicked up, dead.
Don't you miss your world?
She blurted out then, astounded by the choice he'd made. The choice he'd made for her.
I have no wish to return,
he said gently, and kissed her. Major General Winifred Bambera kissed him back, and didn't even complain when he explained the morning's disturbance to the kids, as a villain intent on stealing away his lady, illustrating his story with a sword fight in the kitchen that broke one of her best plates. The end.